Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio is about to commence.
Well, good morning, North State. This is Ruth Angel, co-host of Everything Real Estate on Saturday mornings. And I am joined today by my co-host, Mark Kent, who is Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock, Severn Mine Radio.
Good morning, Ruth. How are you doing today?
I'm doing absolutely fabulous. Fabulous.
More coffee.
I know. I'll tell you what, 7 o'clock in the morning comes really early, and Carl and Linda are typically the toe testers for me in the morning.
Yeah.
I start, okay, how's the weather? They were up and out, and so they're going to give me an idea of what's going on in the morning. And so that's exactly what happened this morning. I had no toe testers, except for I have my flip-flops. I'm not quite ready to put them away yet.
I'm not sure what a toe tester is.
Well, they get out in the weather, and they tell everybody before they leave the house how the weather is, what they can expect when they get out there, rain, fog, cold, that sort of thing. So I tell them, okay, this is how I'm going to dress today. This is what I got to do. I'm going to have to wear my woolies.
So what you're saying is you stick your toe out the crack in the door to see if the weather's good?
I actually listen to KCNR in the morning and hear the motorcycle coming on. Then I go over and I turn on that so I can see who's doing what and hear the morning news, actually. I listen to Jess Bob a lot in the morning. And Bob Alonji, we have you this morning.
And good morning, and welcome to the guest host seats, and we'll try to be as gentle as possible with you. I would, if I may, check in right away with our Wells Fargo financial advisor, Josh Wiley, and he's going to give us this market minute. Good morning, Josh.
Well, good morning. Well, we have a positive open on Wall Street this morning. Currently, the Dow's up 60 points at 13,386, while the NASDAQ's up 9 at 3,058, and the S&P 500's up 4 at 1,436. Oil's up 41 cents this morning at $92.48 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury is yielding 2.84%. Gold's down $2 this morning at $1,768, while silver's down 28 cents at $33.80 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning, Disney's up 36 cents at $50.70. J.P. Morgan's down 3 nickels at $41.97, while Intel's up 11 cents at $21.79. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And thank you very much, Josh. Wells Fargo Advisors down on Park Marina Drive. Listen for them every weekday morning at 710, 810, and 905 right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hi, good morning. So I understand Doug LaMalfa is our guest today, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what he has to say this morning, especially about the A's and the Giants.
And we have Doug on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Doug. What a pleasure to have you on this morning. Thank you for showing up, calling, and talking with us this morning. Today, my guest host is Mark Kent of Silver Mine Radios. And I wanted to ask you about the baseball games. What do you think?
Well, you know, for these initial round, they've actually been a really good round of baseball here. I've often felt that there's, you know, going back to the tradition of baseball, maybe there's too many playoff teams, but these NL and ALDS series have been quite good. As for a Giants fan and for someone who likes the A's also, it's been pretty darn good baseball. So I'm sorry how the A's, they just fell a little bit short last night, but they made a valiant effort at the end of the season here to where they come back against the Rangers there and won the division the way they did. It was just tremendous. And of course, I'm really giddy about the Giants. I have several Dodger fan friends that I can now,
yeah, go Giants.
A little bit here, but
we really did want another earthquake. I think that was the whole thing. We wanted another earthquake so that, you know, that
the Giants have been playing good.
Yes.
Well, the Giants have been playing good ball. I got to say, you got to like Posey and what they've been doing, and that comeback was a great
deal.
So
nail biter.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sure was, especially for as ill as I was feeling after the first two games on that. But, you know, they're looking great. And so I think they can match up well against either Washington or St. Louis, so we'll see here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the election. How are you doing, and what's going on? What's your next venue?
I'm just getting all over the place. We've been Susanville not that long ago and up in Siskiyou County. Then yesterday we were down in Nevada County and Placer County. We had a couple of town halls on veterans issues. We were fortunate enough to have Congressman Joe Wilson come out. So he was on the West Coast swing here, and so we had a real nice town hall in Grass Valley on veterans issues there. He had a little extra time to work with us on that, so we thought that forum went quite well and helped answer some of their constituents' questions, as well as it's always a learning experience for me as well. So that was a good deal. So
great. Where are you going to be next? What's your next venue?
Let's see. Probably. Heck, I don't know. I got to look.
Heck, I don't know. I put you on the spot. Well, you know, on Saturday mornings we talk a lot about politics and how it affects our real estate. So there are always tons and tons of things that I have on my plate, and I love listening to you. I actually love your tenacity with AB 109 and repealing that. And I do have a couple questions because I did hear the other day that when we got the jobs reports, and California actually shows a lot of construction jobs have been lost under Obama, and you made a comment I read on your Facebook page about, well, you guess that's what it means when you say you didn't build that, we lose jobs. So I thought that was pretty funny, but I wanted to get your take on the jobs report and how, and if you think that somehow that was that was not legitimate.
Well, okay, you know, I mean, you would like for a great jobs report to come in, and whatever positive you can see for that, that's good for the people that, you know, supposedly got the jobs. But when you see other stats that says it doesn't even keep up with the rate of newly unemployed, or you have this group of people that moved to the permanently employed or unemployed or have given up looking for work, then you think, well, are we really getting the straight deal here? And so, and that it happened to be the October surprise, we'll call it, just right before the election, and everything's as good as it's been in 4 years, it does make you a lot more suspicious. So that said, not nearly enough is being done, and when most of the jobs that come in are things like ones using public sector dollars for high-speed rail, for example, which is one of the biggest wastes of money of all time you can never think of on a project.
Totally agree.
You know, we should be putting that into our highways that everybody uses, water infrastructure, or, you know, water quality treatment in some of these areas that are being mandated to do and can't afford to put in. There's stuff that needs to be done that is way ahead of that priority, and they keep saying, well, it means jobs. Yes, well, it means every job costs, you know, $2 million to put into place, and you can do a lot more by just allowing people to keep their money and have some stability in the tax code, the regulatory code, so people that employ people would have predictability on knowing that they could hire somebody and afford to be in business 2 years later, stuff like that.
Right. Well, we're going to – hello? Well, we just so happens we were going to take a break. I think we lost Doug.
Yeah, disconnect on his end. Hopefully he'll call right back.
That's a sleepy arm. But we're going to take a break, and we'll ask Doug about the little quip I heard yesterday that said where they had given some sort of announcement that California may not have added to that jobs report. They said a huge state, and I'm guessing a Democratic state, would just not have provided that information. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
And you're listening to KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hello, I'm Bill Chappell, candidate for supervisor in District 4. In this year's District 4 race, you have a distinct choice. You can vote for 25 years of government experience with the same philosophy that got us to the point we are now. More government in our lives, more regulations, more bureaucracy, and more of the same. Or you can vote for 25 years of private sector experience. As a businessman and an active member of District 4, I have a unique understanding of the problems in our district, including water rights, personal property rights, oppressive governmental regulations, and more. Your vote for me is a vote for your rights and those of future generations. Although I have a long list of supporters and endorsements, the only endorsement that really matters is yours. When elected on November 6th, I know exactly who I am working for, the people of Shasta County. Thank you for considering me to represent you as a supervisor in District 4. Together, we make a difference.
Paid for by William Chappell, Supervisor District 4, 2012.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. We look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Hi, good morning. This is Ruth Angel, co-host of Everything Real Estate on Saturday mornings. And our guest who is back on the line is Doug LaMalfa. And Doug, just before we went to break and you dropped your coffee and disconnected on us, we were talking about a little quip that I heard. California may have been the state that didn't provide information for the jobs report. And I don't know if you heard that, but if you have a comment on it, I'd like to hear it.
We were probably behind on providing information, but sorry about that disconnect, by the way, there, but I guess I shouldn't complain about the ads anymore during the break.
Oh, it's okay. I do it to my husband all the time. Anyway,
well,
go ahead.
You know, it's government doesn't have the same accountability as we in the private sector and real world do. If we're late getting our report out, you get fined or late turning something in, you're in big trouble. But California's information, who knows what the explanation is on being part of the jobs report or not. But California is one of the worst job climates of any state in the nation overall. Yeah, we hear we add jobs, but how many more have just flat left the state because of the business climate and the cost of doing business? Why does our fuel have to be 40 cents a gallon higher than everywhere else? And then when there's a slight hiccup in the supply chain, at the refinery level, then we're enjoying these great spikes of fuel costs right now that everybody's up in arms about. So,
but we're in recovery.
Sorry?
But we're in recovery. California's recovering. If we recover any more, we're going to be having to file more bankruptcies here pretty soon.
Yeah, like the recovery room after surgery.
Or we won't be able to drive our cars if we recover anymore. We'll be all on bicycles, which I think maybe that's what Governor Brown's agenda is.
What was the old Mark Twain saying? There's lies, and then there's damn lies, and then there's statistics. It's the old unemployment thing. I was going to say, I guess we need an SOS from the GOV because the BLS is full of BS. what can you say?
That's like the alphabet soup you hear every day in committee. With all the different acronyms and committees and commissions and stuff. One of my colleagues there on her doorway, she has a list of all the state agencies there in pretty small print, and it's about as tall as me on her doorway. So you see kind of the root of the problem right there.
Yeah, absolutely. We got way too much government across the board.
So, Doug, since I mentioned it, I threw it out there about gas prices. Let's talk a little bit about that. I guess Barbara Boxer filed suit Monday asking Eric Holder to do an investigation. And he apparently has this committee that is supposed to be investigating these gas price fraud. This is a working unit. So I wanted to get your take on that, because it seems like every time gas prices, you know, breach this point of no return, we call for an investigation. They go down, but then they breach it, you know, it goes past the threshold once again.
It's kind of humorous, because you can almost predict that Boxer or Feinstein will come up, we need a federal investigation into these gas prices. Well,
exactly.
Why don't you investigate the U.S. EPA and the inability to extract energy in our own continent here the way we should. And let's have an investigation as to the regulatory load that people with refineries do have to go through in order to upgrade one, or, you know, get the permitting to do that, or to build a new one. Let's investigate that California has its own unique fuel that if there is a hiccup in the refinery process, we're not allowed to use a 49 state fuel for 2 or 3 weeks in order to meet that supply need until we can get the unique special refineries to make their special California blend back up to speed. So instead we get these price spikes that after the thing is fixed, they kind of forget to bring the price back down to where it was before the refinery was broken. Why don't we investigate that? No, it's always about, well, let's go after the big evil corporations and the big oil companies and all that. And why don't we investigate the amount of tax that government makes off the per gallon of diesel or gasoline, which is more than the profit that the guy vending the gasoline, or on a per gallon basis, what the people that have refined it made. Let's talk about that if you want to have an investigation.
And it's really funny how they always come out fast and furiously with when the public opinion comes out like this, because what they should be investigating is fast and furious instead of the oil. And they didn't do that. So,
well, it's just more waste motion here to make them look like we're doing something.
Exactly.
I guess one of my points is so we have this special unit that's supposed to investigate gas. Have you ever seen a report come from Holder on the gas prices, and what does that mean? I mean, for me, a significant step would be just raise the margins on gas.
How about
stop the investment?
How about a truthful report out of Holder's office?
Well, we don't need a report on that. anybody that can... It's already been explained for us out there that you have a problem in the supply chain with the refineries and a unique blend that's California only, that when that part runs short, then we're the only one that runs short, and therefore the prices go up due to the shortage. You know, do they have to go up that much? No, because we could take steps with not just Jerry Brown's trick of using winter blend instead of summer blend. Why don't we use a 50-state blend? That means we can spread it out over the entire country.
I love that.
Not only that, I mean, it's going up across the board from what we had, because we're having an inflation factor as well. We've got the Treasury printing a lot more money, and it seems like a QE3 is coming on board, and I expect prices to go up even farther despite supplies and production. And so you've got all of this working into a perfect storm.
And remember at the end of this that the more the price goes up, the more the government makes, because its sales tax increases proportionately with the price of the fuel. So every time it goes up, there's a windfall to the state. So they're not, you know, they're not moving very quickly in the direction of resolving here.
So is this how he intends to pay for the train and the peripheral canal?
That's a nice segue.
I just heard Jim Nielsen the other day on KCNR with Carl and Linda, and he had said that the state had just passed $400 million in spending for this year or for next budget. And I said, how do they do that when we don't have enough money to pay for the train and the water and all this stuff? So where is this going to happen where there's going to be a clash and there's no money to pay for say jobs.
Maybe
say
we
jobs.
Should hold that say answer jobs. Until after the break.
We do have a break.
Bob's over there telling us we got to go.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, 725, more after this.
Trust, follow through, integrity. These are words voters are using to describe First Assembly District candidate Brian Daly. Under Brian's leadership, Lassen County has a balanced budget and is debt-free. And he'll work hard to protect our water rights.
I think the debt-free record that Lassen County has is a good representation of what Brian will represent in Sacramento.
Brian Daly has gained the support of 27 elected local county supervisors. That's leadership. That's unprecedented. The choice is clear.
He's a guy that you can trust that's going to get the job done. He's going to work hard. He's going to work relentlessly hard at everything he does.
Send a farmer, a leader with common sense values to Sacramento. Elect Brian Daly to the California Assembly.
I'm voting Brian Daly as Assemblyman because I know he's going to live up to his word and he will get the job done.
Paid for by California Farm Bureau Federation Fund to protect the family farm. Farm PAC not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey. Gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
Big Bike Weekend is here and bigger than ever. There will be burnout contests, swimwear competition, and Metal Militia rider Nick Dunn. Plus, crack the code on our prize vault and win $10,000 in cash. Three free days of cruisers, sport bikes, vintage rides, and more. October 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition, all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is a good wake-up song. Thanks, Bob. Whoa, the drums are beating.
Crank it up, Bob.
Autograph, turn up the radio.
We're going to start working out.
I know. I'm jumping out of my seat here. So before we left for break, this is Ruth Angel with Everything Real Estate Saturday Mornings. My co-host, Mark Kent with Sovereign Minds, just before our show. And we're co-hosting for Carl and Linda. Thank you so much for giving us this opportunity. We just love to chat. We never have enough time to just chat.
True.
So when we get together, it's
so
a good
true.
Thing. And our guest this morning is Doug LaMalfa. And Doug, before we left for break, we were talking about where is the money coming from, because I think I get just so overwhelmed by the thought that I don't get it. I don't get how the Democrats can just keep doing this.
They can't.
It's a pretty tone deafness to what people are really going through in the economy and their cost of business in their own households, their own ability to get to work, get their kids to school, or the small business they operate. It's on the high-speed rail, you're speaking of that, for example. That money just has to just come out of thin air because that's brand-new spending, okay? The federal government promised $3 billion of borrowed money in order to stimulate California's building of it here, but the rest of the $150 billion all has to come from us here in the state of California. and it doesn't really matter if it's federal anyway because it's all tax dollars. So what they're going to do is they went ahead and approved, even after a year of beating on this issue, $8 billion of new bond spending to start the first segment of high-speed rail somewhere down in the Central Valley, San Joaquin Valley, that won't connect
to I guess we got to go to a hard break here.
And with that, Doug, I've got to interrupt. We pushed it deep into the hour. We're going to join Fox News in Progress and pick you up on the backside. KCNR 1460.
October 26th unveiling of its new Surface tablet and latest operating system, Windows 8. There's been much speculation recently that Apple was planning a smaller, less expensive version of its popular iPad. And Honda's Pilot SUV is being investigated over brake issues. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the brakes could kick in even if the driver isn't stepping on the pedal. The probe covers nearly 88,000 pilots from 2005. Investigators will determine if the problem is bad enough for Honda to recall the SUVs. So far, no crashes or injuries have been reported, but the government and Honda have received 205 complaints about the issue. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
I am the new way to work, and I am not alone. More companies, from the startups to the large multi-location companies, are realizing that office solutions from Regis are tailor-made for their needs, whatever those needs may be. With Regis, they get to invest in their business instead of lobby art and phone systems. They get the local presence they need without the long-term lease. I am the new way to work, and I'd like you to join me. Start now and get 2 months free at Regis.com/radio or call 1-800-OFFICES. That's 1-800-OFFICES.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved ones so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
At Platinum Auto Glass, we have all your glass needs covered. Whether it's a simple rock chip repair or a windshield replacement, Platinum Auto Glass can take care of you. Locally owned and operated with full mobile service available. If it has wheels and windows, our certified technicians can fix it. We're so sure of our service and quality that we'll match or beat any competitor pricing. Platinum Auto Glass, 229-1799. The best price in town, hands down. Get the Platinum experience.
Hi, I'm Dick Dickerson, asking for your vote for City Council on November 6th. The past 6 years have been very difficult financially for California cities, including Redding. However, because the Council had the will to make tough decisions to control costs, we are financially sound. The rating agency Standard & Poor's has given Redding an A rating, describing the city's financial outlook as stable. This is good news indeed, but much remains to be done. More difficult decisions lie ahead. I commit to you that I will continue working to ensure that the citizens of Redding receive the services they need and deserve from a stable city. I need your support, and I need your vote on November 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Dick Dickerson, Redding City Council, 2012.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
Hey, Papa Bear.
Yeah, Sugar Bear.
Remind me again why we're out here.
To get in touch with our inner bear.
Our inner bear? What's that?
Yep, our inner bear.
Couldn't we just do that at home?
Oh, come on. Get in the spirit. We need to find the words to truly channel our never-ending, all-consuming need to feed people huge portions of great-tasting food at modest prices.
Couldn't we just tell them about all of our home-style meals we offer and how we make things with the freshest ingredients, never any freeze-dried or prefabricated stuff?
Well,
and how we never compromise quality while maintaining reasonable prices.
Well, now that does kind of have a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
Hey, Bob.
Yeah?
Did you have to bring a real bear?
Real bear? Okay, don't panic.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
So sorry, Doug. We had a Biden moment there. Just interrupt and shut you out and So
the clock is unforgiving, sir.
Yeah, I like that, a Biden moment. Yeah. I just coined the phrase. Hey, so
at least I didn't laugh at y'all during the break, right?
Oh no, they were actually laughing at me. So tell us a little bit about what your thoughts are on the debate last night.
On the what?
On the debate last night, the vice presidential.
Let's finish the high-speed rail thing real quick, and then we'll jump to that. The concept of where they're going to get the money for paying for that new spending, for example, it could come from borrowed money, but the way they justified it in this year's $8 billion was that, and this gets down to highway repairs, they're going to shift $300 million away from weight fees. The weight fees are what truckers pay to keep their trucks on the road for the privilege of running up and down the highway. Those weight fee dollars, which are supposed to go back into highways, are being shifted towards high-speed rail to make the payments on the first $8 billion of bond debt that is being put in place. So the next time you hit one of these new potholes in I-5 or 99 or somewhere, just think again about high-speed rail and smile about that. So that said, jumping to the debate last night, you know, I watched it on replay later, and you know, Biden came out charging there. He knew he had to make up for the previous round of debate not going so well for his boss. But that said, I thought he was rather rude and condescending. And you know, Ryan did try and stick to more of issues and answers and clear ideas. And Biden was on defense, and especially on the Libya stuff there. It was interesting he decided to blame their intelligence apparatus there on what information they're getting back, whether they had enough security or not for the Libyan embassy.
So this is the same intelligence that got bin Laden, and now they're throwing him under the bus, right?
Well, why can't they hear the call that when the Libyan embassy folks are saying, guys, we need a greater level of security here, and they weren't getting it. And you know, so
I think the fact
I don't know
that
where the breakdown in the chain was there, but you know, certainly there need to be some people pretty circumspect about that failure there. So
I think it goes to the fact that, you know, and I hate to say it, but the administration has no problem lying about everything. I mean, when you look at the time frames and the timelines of these people asking and requesting for additional troops and protection there, there was more than one request, and they've denied it all along, and they've tried to say that it was about the video when they knew that it wasn't. I mean, this administration does not have a problem telling lies.
Well, they claimed also, and this was the very next day, there were pictures of the ambassador who had passed going through the streets of Libya, and then they tried to pass it off where they were taking him for help. Well, that was pretty obvious. That was not a man who was injured. That was a man who had died.
Well, and look at and coincidentally, it's just all on 9/11, right? So you're saying that these guys go, you know, I don't believe. I mean, the Middle East is screwed up. There's no question about it. But you know something? They get mad about a lot of things. I'm pretty sure they don't get mad about a video nearly as much as they do some other stuff. So, you know, to try to pin this all on a video when it's a planned attack, obviously, and they had plenty of time to deal with this and they didn't. I mean, they threw the ambassador under the bus, in my opinion.
Well, you don't see people on the Christian side lined up starting riots over a video either, so I think that was a convenient out for them on what was a problem they weren't paying attention to, and it's really pathetic that you know, it's like, yes, it is a few minute video, which it looked like the excerpts I've seen have been doctored anyway by someone after the people that produced the video.
Absolutely.
So that isn't even real either. So
let me ask you something.
You mean we can't start a riot after we watch Chris Matthews' show?
Or Rachel Maddow.
You have that right, I guess.
Right.
Just don't burn something down.
I guess we better not kill anybody. That's kind of a game changer there, yeah.
So my question is, and Ida, I just felt as if after 7 days with all the information that was coming out, how come they didn't know? How come they didn't know? And our intelligence agency, how come the president didn't know?
They
how
did.
Come his staff didn't know. His administration didn't know.
They did.
Well, the point I'm making, though, is that it doesn't make me feel warm and fuzzy when a country that we have an ambassador in, they're not getting real-time information that is you know, isn't it an act of war if they kill our ambassador? I mean, that's just...
Yeah, last time I checked, that is an act of war. Nothing seems to phase this administration with their agenda, which is either political or otherwise. It has nothing to do with the American people's freedoms and protection, is my opinion. And because look at what, all you gotta do is look at the fruits of what, this administration has done over the 4 years they've been in place. I mean, you know, they don't take any responsibility. There's no accountability. I mean, we could go into one issue after another where they've either lied or disseminated other information. It's, this guy, like I say, the bro's got to go. I mean, it's really that simple in my opinion. But, you know, I'm just a talk show host.
Well, Doug, I know I hopefully you can stay with us a little bit longer, but we do have a lot of propositions on the California ballot in November, and I would like to talk a little bit about some of those ones that you would like to talk about.
Well, quickly on the embassy situation, I think we might need to do a rethinking of where we have embassies to begin with anyway. I mean, having one in downtown Libya, you know, Benghazi there, is that really a good idea at this point, since our security, if we're relying on Libyan security or we're relying on, you know, someone else's, and we have just a handful of our own troops there, maybe we need to think, like, you know, if they want to have a dialogue with us and they can't guarantee their own actions to their own public, maybe we need to be across lines of a neighboring country or one a couple of countries away there that, you know, like, hey, well, we're happy to speak with you, but we need to do it on a little better grounding.
Well, you know,
I think we need to think about that a bit.
One of the admissions by the, I don't remember her name, in charge of the security that was being requested, it admitted that they wanted the Libyans to take over the security for our forces over there. And I'm thinking, really?
Really?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, the Libyans are going to be responsible to take care of the Libyans for American
security.
Yes, I mean, and nobody, I mean, you know, look at what's been happening over there with the Afghanistan's attacking our guys, everything else.
It's just instability.
I know, really, so we're going to trust the Libyans. It's like unbelievable.
Well, are they willing to jump in front of a bullet the same way our own people are?
Absolutely.
People,
so, Doug, stay with us. We've got another break before I get in trouble. Because we do have our sponsors that have to be acknowledged in the break. KCNR 1460.
And at 7:42, you're listening to Free Fire Radio.
This is Mike Huber with Estate Granite and Things. Do you know the status of your granite? Is your granite or engineered stone countertop starting to show a little wear and tear? Let the experts at Estate Granite and Things take care of your countertops and make them look their very best. Our restoration service can bring your granite status back up to new again. Plus, we can advise you on other issues with your countertops, turning ordinary kitchens and baths into a space that you can be proud of. For all your remodeling and restoration needs, Estate Granite and Things. Call us today, 241-STONE or EstateGranite.com.
Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition, all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-365. 3793.
Big Bike Weekend is here and it's bigger than ever. October 13th, the Shasta Center becomes Sport Bike Row, featuring the return of the swimwear competition, plus live music from Uptown, beer gardens, displays, demo rides, vendors, and more. Watch Metal Militia rider Nick Dunn perform his amazing aerial action, plus the Power Curve Pit Pass experience. It's free, nonstop action all throughout the day and into the night. Big Bike Weekend, Sport Bike Row at the Shasta Center, October 13th. Brought to you by Shasta Center, Huber's Furniture, and NorCal Brewing Solutions.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, gunmetal gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
At 7:45, quick look at the weather. Cloudy skies today, a high of only 72 degrees, 55 for a low tonight, and clouds tomorrow with a high of 81. Currently in Redding, it is 56 degrees. Weather brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And by the way, it is cooling off, and that's when you're going to want to get in touch with the folks at Alliance Heating and Air. Old-fashioned values. Quality does not have to cost more. They do right. They stand by it, and the customers, that's you, will see the value when it comes to your home heating and cooling. Once again, it is starting to cool off, and you're going to want to make sure that your air conditioning system and your heating system is all up to snuff. Give them a call. They're at 221-2642. Or on the web at homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. And welcome back to our guest host here. And we do have our regularly scheduled host on the other line. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for calling in.
Sir, yes, sir.
Well, you know, yes, sir.
We're back here in the state of Tennessee. And let you know is that we ate healthy this morning. We had a fruit. We had all types of fruit for breakfast this morning. Of course, it was deep fried in grits.
So, Welcome to Tennessee.
You had me worried there for just a minute, Carl, when you started talking about all the fruit. I got to say, I was getting scared.
Well, if you don't know, when we talk fruit, we talk California, and they just giggle. They talk about California.
Yeah, the fruits, so, the nuts, and the flakes.
Just wanted to call him and say hello. I understand the senator's on the other line.
He is. He stayed with us.
Great. Senator LaMalfa.
How you doing, buddy?
Doing fine. I just want to tell you is that I just keep up the good work, and that we're looking forward to moving forward with Senator LaMalfa.
Well, I'm honored to be on your show and have you and Linda's friends and everything you do to, you know, keep the light of patriotism and the truth on in the North State is huge. So I appreciate that, and I hope you're having a great time back there. Tell everybody back there, don't do what we do here in California. Okay, don't import that.
Yeah, well, you know, here they keep opening businesses up. Here's this little town of Chattanooga. It's got a big tractor company here. Volkswagen just opened up a plant. Gee, wonder what they're doing that we're not. Oh. They're knocking down the regulations. They're keeping it safe, but then they're giving them tax breaks, and they're not looking. You know, they're not telling them how to build everything.
I spent time with Congressman Joe Wilson yesterday. He's from South Carolina, and he was telling us about all the jobs that are coming into South Carolina. Like they have a huge Michelin plant there, and Bridgestone Tires, BMW builds there. So because they have a positive atmosphere there for jobs and economy, and they think it's great, and they're seeing.
Well, you know, they do. You know, here it's like, what can we do to get a big business in here and put people to work? It's not kind of like, what can we do to make it harder? Anyway, I just wanted to call in. You know what? Here's the thing about when Linda and I leave, we know we've got such capable people. You know, we could be gone for a month and nobody knows.
We were just run amok. Amok in Redding when you're gone.
Just don't eat any rice cakes back there, Carl. I'm telling you, they're it's not good with fruit. Fruit and rice cakes, stop it. You know, it's.
And look for the Jack Daniels plant. I mean, that would be where I'd be spending my day.
Believe it or not, it's 2 hours up the road here. I may have to stop by just to say hello.
Make a pilgrimage.
Remember, you're a Marine, Carl.
All right, take care, and We'll see y'all next week.
Well, thanks, Carl.
You bet.
So getting back to Doug. Doug, you want to finish your thoughts on the embassy and...
I think we ran that through, but okay. You know, as we go forward, we have to make better decisions. That is it really wise to do the embassy protocol the way we're doing it here? What is the purpose at this point of being in some of those places there? You know, do we have citizens that need that service there? And is it wise for our citizens to be in such places? So you know, other than our military that has that security, you know. We may have to be a little bit smarter about this going forward. And with the right kind of administration coming in, maybe we can be smarter on a lot of things.
Boy, let's hope. I mean, it's been a pretty bad deal so far for quite some time. And I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of torn on the Middle East myself a little bit. I think that we've got way too much intervention over there. And I think the petrodollar, in my opinion, is part of the big problem here. I mean, we've got China backing their currency with gold and making contracts with other nations in order to avoid having to buy oil in dollars. And I think that is a lot of what's happening over there. And I think we need to look at some of the structural issues on the monetary policy and the borrowing and the spending, because we're going to run into a real problem here pretty soon on the bond purchases from the Fed. And, you know, so we're going to be basically monetizing our debt completely here pretty soon if we keep going the way we're going and not stop the spending. So personally, I think we need to pull in on all fronts and cut spending across the board just to get solvent again.
Sending aid dollars or buying favoritism dollars with countries that do the exact opposite to us doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And I think certainly the taxpaying public has had their fill of seeing dollars that they have to work so hard for being sent to aid the people that don't like us. You know, it's one thing to help the people that are our allies and our friends with things, but we shouldn't be spending that anymore. But you know, bringing it back to more locally here, you wanted to speak about the propositions as well.
Hang on just
us
a second.
Sending our dollars to Sacramento.
Yeah.
Excuse me, Doug. So we don't get into another Biden moment, we actually have to take a break. And
we want to leave you a little enough time to
yeah,
properly
to
answer those
it,
questions,
yeah.
sir. So we're going to take a quick break and bring you right back.
Does that mean no smirking?
No smirking.
KCNR 1460.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Valia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 a.m., where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
A call from a police agency. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. A patrol cruiser was rear-ended in a collision. The bodywork was completed, but it didn't handle the same as before the collision, and the officers refused to drive it. My inspection revealed the left quarter panel, trunk, and bumper had been replaced, but a buckle in the frame had not been repaired. The buckle made the frame shorter. This caused the rear axle to be off track by 1/2 inch, causing an unstable condition on curves and turns. Clearly, this was a job for the Mega Liner, available only at Coachmaster, the biggest and most powerful frame liner in Northern California, capable of over 100 tons of combined pulling power. Warning, there is now a well-handling patrol cruiser in Northern California. Just look for the officer with the big smile on his face. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite. As you know, Glenn Beck is only on Dish. Don't call the 800 number. Please call us to set up your appointment. 244-1988. That's 244-1988. And thanks for keeping it local.
Big Bike Weekend is here and bigger than ever. There will be burnout contests, swimwear competition, and Metal Militia rider Nick Dunn. Plus, crack the code on our prize vault and win $10,000 in cash. Three days of cruisers, sport bikes, vintage rides, and more. October 12th, 13th, and 14th.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is smoked. The best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here on a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by, visit Steve Roberts and the crew today at your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership, 555 Cypress Avenue, Reading, 223-2177.
We're back.
Doug?
Yes,
ma'am. Let's get into this propositions, California propositions. There's so many that, you know... But go ahead. I'll let you go.
Okay. Well, we can talk about specific ones on your mind, but the couple that come most immediately to mind are those that are trained to make hardworking Californians have to pay even more of what they earn to a state that is dysfunctional and doesn't seem to be interested in reforming itself first. And so that would be Prop 30 and Prop 38.
Jerry Brown has wanted
higher taxes since the day he took office, and... We have yet to see any real reform of the budget process. I think some minimal reforms have been done to the pension system right at the end of the session there. So we'll see if that really takes hold and causes affordability long term. I think it was just the low hanging fruit that was done there. So until you see the state doing wiser things with your dollars, why in the world would you send them more? Until they've cleaned up their own act.
Yeah, they're not going to...
Prop 30 and 38, I don't think, deserve your support.
They're not going to stop spending until they're forced to stop spending one way or the other, whether it's through insolvency or whatever. Why can't we get a proposition to eliminate so many propositions on the ballot so that we're not so confused? I mean, maybe we get five a year or something, because this gets so confusing, you can't keep up with it. And then, it's hard to read the rules and try to figure out whether you should be for or against a proposition. Because you can't believe the TV ads because they twist everything. So I just
well, this requires a lot of what you've been working on there, Mark. Is that vigilance by an informed public is the best tool for any of this stuff. And so we have 11 propositions on the ballot. One of the neato things they did this year was to pass legislation to sweep all of them into November. Some of them would have appeared on the June ballot, and It's a breakdown in the process where this was a last-minute measure passed to make it where one of the budget reform measures that would have been on this year's election. They wanted to delay that. They wanted to push that off until 2014 instead of having it in June of 2012, where it probably would have passed. So that was a very cynical move. So now you're going to see pretty much, unless a special provision is made, all propositions will be piled into the November ballot. And that said, shows some of the dysfunction of the legislature in that so many measures are on the ballot instead of being handled by the legislature itself. But, that said, anybody with $2 million can qualify something for the ballot.
Well, I think you're totally right, Doug. I mean, I appreciate the fact that you are seeing what we're trying to do here as far as getting the public informed and involved. And, I hope you guys don't think that I'm too hard on everything, but I believe in holding everybody's feet to the fire, not just the Republicans, not just the Democrats, but everybody. And I got to say, when you were at the Tea Party and you were doing the debate there, you aligned yourself with Rand Paul and with Jim DeMint. And for me, that was a game changer. I mean, I was going to vote for you probably anyway, but the aggressiveness that we got to approach our freedom and the liberties, by you aligning yourself with those guys, you really spoke to me, and so you got my vote, and I do support you. But, that's what we need. We need accountability across the board and the American people to get involved and informed.
Well, you can't just muddle along if you're going to make some kind of significant change. You do have to be a little more bold, a little more out there, so to speak. And it, in order to, you know, to turn the giant oil tanker of state, so to speak, you know, you got to lean pretty hard on the wheel to get it turned. You know, just course corrections aren't going to do a whole lot to change it. And so we have to look at everything we do a little bit differently on budgeting, on priorities, on what is it government should be doing anyway. And it's been a slow, you know, incremental move to where we are. It's the frog in the pot coming to a very slow boil.
I was just going to say, I like to prefer to refer to it as the hot aircraft carrier.
And we have a hard break again, and we'll be back on the other side of the break.
And thank you for listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. More to come.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They took shots at each other over taxes and Medicare and foreign policy.
It took the president 2 weeks to acknowledge that this was a terrorist attack.
These guys bet against America all the time.
But the focus after their only debate is how Vice President Biden argued with Republican Paul Ryan.
I know,
no, this
Mr. Vice President,
this is
I know you're under a lot of duress to make up for lost ground, but I think people will be better served if we don't keep interrupting each other.
So who won? Well, the polls vary. Fox had a panel of undecideds. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper has their reaction live.
One undecided voter tells pollster and Fox News contributor Frank Luntz she doesn't like all of the smiles from VP Joe Biden.
I thought it was a huge mistake. He was very arrogant, and it sticks with me. I can't forget that.
Two other voters weren't so sure about Paul Ryan's performance.
I think he was overwhelmed.
I thought he looked a little bit scared.
After all of the input, Luntz asks the group,
did anyone decide absolutely, definitely who you're voting for because of what you saw tonight? None of you.
Meantime, the candidates return to the campaign trail with Joe Biden in Wisconsin and Paul Ryan in Ohio. Dave?
Jennifer, the search underway again today in Miami for a man still missing 2 days after a parking garage collapsed. Three other workers were killed. There's a lot more fighting today in Syria. Fox News Radio's Emily Wither live on our Middle East Bureau.
In Syria's largest city, Aleppo, it sounds the same. But the numbers of dead are getting higher. Rebel fighters seized the main highway to the city and an air defense base to the east. But activists say that fighters linked to Al-Qaeda helped them do it, a worrying claim when countries debate whether or not to arm them. Earlier, Turkey scrambled two fighter planes to the border after a helicopter bombed a Syrian town close to them. Dave?
Emily, arrests in Pakistan, several suspects in the wounding of a 14-year-old girl shot in the head for speaking out, advocating female education. The Taliban says the girl was warned to stop. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm at the fastest growing insurance agency in Charlotte, talking to their president. Bill, how does CentOS help you get the most from your team?
To win, we focus on customer service. Part of that game plan is protecting customer data. But my agents can't waste hours shredding confidential documents, so I recruited the security experts at CentOS.
They do your paper shredding for you?
Yeah, CentOS shreds all our confidential information. Plus, they help secure my building. CentOS does all my fire testing, inspection, and repair, everything from fire extinguishers to sprinklers.
I didn't know CentOS did so much for business security.
When their white trucks show up, I know my information and office are safe and secure. And we stay focused on serving our customers.
CentOS is more than a uniform company. They help keep your business secure. To learn about all the ways CentOS can help, visit CINTAS.com and tell them to bring in the team. With the white truck, CentOS.
3 years after President Obama got the Nobel Peace Prize, there's another surprise winner. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen explains live in London.
Dave, it's gone to the European Union for its work promoting peace since being established after the Second World War. But with Europe currently in the thick of a financial crisis, there were a few gasps as the result was announced.
The Nobel Peace Prize is to be awarded to the European Union.
Now, plenty of Eurosceptic critics here say it's a bad choice, but the German leader Angela Merkel has called it a wonderful decision. There's no word yet on where the $1.2 million prize money will go. Dave?
Simon, blaming hackers from Iran for cyber attacks on oil and gas companies in the Persian Gulf. Defense Secretary Panetta is worried about the U.S.
They could, for example, derail passenger trains. Or even more dangerous, derail trains loaded with lethal chemicals. They could contaminate the water supply.
He says America has the world's most sophisticated cyber attack detection system. Well, if you think Vice President Biden got into it pretty good with Paul Ryan last night, check out what happened in a California congressional debate.
At times, it sounded more like a sporting event than a congressional debate.
Redistricting and California election law pit 15-term Democrat Howard Berman and 8-term Democrat Brad Sherman against each other for the 30th Congressional District. And when each questioned the other's honesty, it got physical. In video released by the Berman campaign, Sherman walked up to Berman, grabbed him, and said, "You want to get into this?" The sheriff's deputy got onto the stage to make sure the two men separated. In a statement, Sherman said the debate was not conducted at the highest level and he regrets his part. In Washington, Mike Makowicz, Fox News Radio.
There was another surge in inflation last month on the wholesale level, 1.1%, but all of that was higher gas and food prices. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 32 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back for the second hour of the Carl and Linda Bott Free Fire Radio Show in the morning, 7 to 9. And this is where I actually find out a lot of things that are happening in our community, a lot of the issues that are facing Reading. We talk about those issues on Saturday mornings on Everything Real Estate. Kurt Largent, Ruth Angel, I'm the co-host. And with me today is Mark Kent, who's the host of Sovereign Minds at 8 o'clock, and he's also a tax guru.
It's what I do. It's who I am. It's how I roll.
And on the line, we have Doug LaMalfa, and he joined us today, and he's actually been gracious to hold over, and we didn't get a proper closing, but we do have a question about the Delta Tunnel, and I wanted you to finish up a little bit on the proposition before you do ask that question, and then if you can give us your insight on that.
Hello?
Thanks so much for Doug. You must have got the cup of coffee this morning. So
Do you feel like, you know, sometimes when you're on the phone.
All right, let's try this again. Doug, are you still there, sir?
I'm right here.
Okay.
And you lose so them. And you talk for 5 minutes, then you realize finally there's nobody there.
So the moderator last night needed a little bit.
Well, he had me
that.
In the rubber room there. I couldn't hear anything during that break, so.
Well, thanks. And basically what I was saying was thank you for being so gracious to hold over for the next few minutes. And while I wanted you to finish up on the Proposition 30 and 38, I have strong opinions about that. I think they're going to cancel each other out, which I am actually for. But we do want to finish up with that. And then we have a question about the Delta Tunnel or peripheral tunnel that Jerry Brown has proposed and got back on the table. Please finish Proposition 30 and 38.
Okay, certainly. Well, it's looking pretty rough for him. One of the pro Prop 30 people was quoted saying that the 38 people are out there doing they called it a murder suicide on both of the issues. Which, you know, that's good for all of us as taxpayers, I think, because the 38 people are attacking 30, and with enough of that showing how 30 is essentially being misrepresented to the public on what it'll do for education and all this and all that, then, yeah, go ahead. You know, if they need any extra bullets, let's hand them out to them there for their murder-suicide on that. But that's their analogy. So I think both of those measures are in pretty big trouble, and every time they try a tax measure on the ballot, the voters in the last few years have shot them down because they haven't seen their state perform in a way that works for them. And so they've, in the special election of May 2009, they shot those down, as well as the even a small car tax of $15-16 per registration the next year that was going to help state parks. And everybody loves state parks. Well, they voted that down, too, because they're not seeing the responsibility. And then we sure saw that scandal with the parks as well.
So. Sure. They need to be punished. I think that's going to be a while before they get any more dollars, tax dollars.
Yeah, I guess the fact that you have 57 million or 54 or whatever it is kind of stashed in an account over some place that nobody knows about, that's no big deal.
No.
And they do not want to let it loose now without people having a matching local fund dollar for dollar. Some of them stepped forward and, you know, did some local fundraising. They won't give that money that was in that pool until you come forward with, you know, your own matching dollars. So what kind of slap in the face is that? So
yeah, and
why in the world would anybody vote for these new tax increases for those guys down there?
And, you know, what ends up happening if nobody comes forward? They just spend the money after everybody forgets down the road?
Well, hopefully none of us forget, right, Mark?
No, we won't. I won't
be forgetting anytime soon.
Yeah.
So can I ask you a question? If these tax increases go down in defeat, what is Jerry going to be able to do? I mean, he's got a lot of things on the table.
Well, they'll do a lot of huffing and puffing and threatening that we're going to have to cut it all out of education. But I think those of us can call time out and, you know, say, what is it you're spending besides education or besides public safety that we need not be doing? Why do we have the DREAM Act? Why do we have high-speed rail? Why are we spending money in these areas here that are offensive to most people? Why are we hiring more bureaucrats to come after people for a fire tax that will never be collected? They hired 54.5 new positions to build up the franchise tax board to go assess you to pay this $150 fire tax fee that when the governor signed that bill, he said in his signing statement he didn't expect it to come to anything, but he signed it anyway because it's on illegal grounds. So if you've received those bills, you still need to pay them, but pay them under protest following the firetaskprotest.com procedure there, or also Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. They have a click on their page on that. So you have to follow through with it and do it, unfortunately. And there's a lot of people that are receiving bogus bills that, you know, they have like an old building, an outbuilding somewhere. They're calling that a dwelling, and it obviously isn't for anybody that would look at it, but they're still sending the bills anyway. So there's a lot of problems with that thing. So
I totally agree. At the end of the session, I don't really know too much about this. Maybe you do. They talked about natural hazard inspections that people paid for that it may be a criminal thing that actually they didn't get inspected. And as Californians, we really do have an expectation that OSHA, that all the people that are in charge of natural hazard waste, they're doing their job.
Well, we're impeded from doing, a lot of these affect forested areas. We're impeded by silly environmental regulations or prohibitively costly timber harvest plans that prevent private landowners, smaller landowners, from affording to be able to do this properly. So what was the solution in Sacramento? Let's just raise a tax on everybody to cover the cost of horrendous regulations. Instead, I've been trying for 8 years to reduce the size of regulations, something that reflects more like our neighboring states like Oregon and Washington. So it's always the ground zero seems to be coming back to Sacramento and Washington, D.C., causing more problems. That's why we need smaller government and let people in the private sector and let people out here know what's going on. Make these decisions themselves with just a little bit of oversight, a little bit of guidance, not meddling in the middle of everything.
Let's start selling moon pies. That's what they need to do.
I like those. I had them back when I was in Tennessee
a few years ago.
So I hope maybe Carl and Linda will bring a few of those home for us, huh? Hey, folks, I'm running up against my deadline here. I got to go run my own commercials here.
Thank
for
you
a while,
so much for being gracious and holding over, and thank you so much for joining us today. You've really, I certainly have my vote, always have. And enjoy listening to you and just asking you a whole bunch of questions in no particular order.
Well, that's what I'm here for, is to try and help inform people and get everybody on board so we can all do this thing together. So 25 days left of this election cycle here, and, you know, the rhetoric's getting thicker and the nastiness is getting nastier, but I'm still the same guy you've known for about 8 years here, and
trying to
be a citizen legislator doing the job that I think any of us would try to do, that believe in liberty and believe in smaller government and having it work for us, not us for it. So
very good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Doug.
We appreciate your service, and I guess the mudslinging will continue for quite some time.
Yeah, you know, that's part of the ball game, right? You got to have thick skin.
There you go.
All right, thank you.
See you later.
Thank you, sir.
And KCNR time is coming up on 8:14. We're going to switch real quick now to our Wells Fargo advisor, who's been waiting very patiently. Josh Wiley brings us the Market Minute.
Well, good morning. Markets are mixed in the second hour of trading. Currently, the Dow's up 9 points at 13,335, while the NASDAQ is down 2 at 3,047, and the S&P 500's down 2 at 1,430. Oil's down a dime at $91.97 a barrel, while the 30-year Treasury yielding 2.83%. Gold's down $4.50 this morning at $1,766, while silver's down 60 cents at $33.68 an ounce. Some of our most actively traded stocks this morning: Citigroup's down 4 pennies at $35.49. Google's down $1.98 at $749.54, while Kimberly-Clark's down 33 cents at $85.66. Well, that's the market for now. This is Josh Wiley at the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
And, of course, you hear the Wells Fargo Market Minute every weekday morning at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on Free Fire Radio. We'll be back after this.
In the daytime. Jeff, Shirley, and the Anderson Cottonwood Seroptimus invite you to the Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. The holidays will be here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition, all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
For over 27 years, Mike's Music and Sound is your back-to-school music headquarters. Mike's Music and Sound is everything you or your little one needs for the school year, like the best deals on instrument rentals and all the music books they need for school. They even do repairs and tune-ups on your instruments to get them in the best playing condition for the school year. Have an older musician you're shopping for? Mike's has great deals on Peavey, BC Rich, and Alvarez. They also have amazing deals on quality used gear, all checked out, tested, and ready to play. Mike's Music and Sound, 724 Cypress, 243-3774. Your back-to-school music headquarters.
Alliance Heating and Air wants you to be cool and comfortable. We are committed to the highest level of quality and customer services, and believe it should not cost you a dollar more for your peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air offers the absolute best in installation, repair, and maintenance. We're here for your heating and air conditioning emergencies, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Find out more at homecomfort.org. That's homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air, we look forward to serving you at just the right temperature.
Washington is a mess. Spending and debt are out of control. Small businesses and family farms are being crushed by regulations and red tape. We won't fix things unless we elect conservative leaders willing to stand up and fight for us. Leaders like Doug LaMalfa. A fourth-generation family farmer, Doug LaMalfa is a common-sense conservative who represents our very own North State values. Doug LaMalfa knows what's important, and he won't back down to the government regulators and big spenders in Washington. Let's deliver a strong message by sending the right person to Congress, Republican Doug LaMalfa. One more thing. Doug LaMalfa is the only candidate in this race endorsed by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association and the California Farm Bureau. That says a lot right there. Doug LaMalfa, he'll fight for us.
This is Doug LaMalfa, and I approve this message. The North State needs our voice in Washington.
Paid for by the Doug LaMalfa Committee.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
It's 8:18 at KCNR, and the weather checking real quickly today. Cloudy skies, high of 72, and mostly clear tonight with low of 55. Tomorrow, more clouds, but a high of 81 currently in Reading, 56 degrees. This report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. On the way out to Shingletown on Highway 44, take a left at Inwood, and you're going to find yourself in a fabulous place. Great food, beautiful surroundings. And that is Anselmo Vineyards.
Good morning. Wow, I was just sitting there listening, memorized to by your voice there, Bad Bob. Wow. So do we have Josh Wiley on the phone, or are they?
We've managed to clear ourselves out of that one, and we're good for a few minutes
here. Now I'm going to have to ask Mark about gold prices. Wow.
I was just thinking about the market. You know, everybody, it just galls me to no end that everybody thinks that the Dow or the market is some kind of indication of how strong the economy is. Nothing could be farther from the truth. If you go look at the economic, at the Dow index, okay, I'm looking at one right now from 08 to now. You'll notice every time we have a crash, it crashes from the top of the market. You think about that for a second. So if a crash starts at the top of the market, then why is it that if you were just a little bit before the top that you think that the economy is doing well? Think about that for a second.
I don't know. I'm just in happy land, Mark. I just, when it's up, I go, yay.
Well, the problem is that the underlying fundamentals are not there. I mean, the jobs, the manufacturing, the shipping, it's all indicating that we're in a very bad market. And actually, right now, the Dow, comparison analysis, there you go.
There you go.
Can say that three
hard
times.
Hard word, comparison.
Shave a cedar shingle thin. If you do that, what you'll find out is the Dow is actually crashing if you value it against precious metals right now. Because if you took and looked at how much you could buy of the Dow, share of the Dow with precious metals, you'll look at the line going down, not going up, because if you're pumping the economy full of Airbucks, is what I like to refer to them as counterfeit money. Only it's not called counterfeit if the Fed does it. If you did it, you get to go to jail. But if the Fed does it, hey, they get promoted and you become Alan Greenspan or somebody.
Well,
but,
before I start doing the happy dance on silver, we have Amy from Adamson's Peak Performance, and I know that she religiously brings in her thoughts for the day and the tip of the week.
Amy is an amazing person down there at Adamson's Peak Performance. And Amy, good morning. You have a tip for us this week.
Good morning. I do. I have something to challenge you guys with for the next 14 days.
Mark and I are ready.
Okay. So I want you to pick at least one of the following habits and do it for the next 14 days. So one would be exercise for 30 minutes. Okay.
I can do that.
All right. Or try taking a fish oil supplement and a multivitamin for the next 14 days at breakfast.
I do that.
Okay.
All right. Drink at least 8 cups of water a day.
Yeah, I do that.
Okay. Eat at least 4 1-cup servings of vegetables.
Now we're getting into a bad area here.
Okay. All right. There's your challenge.
Okay, so.
How about this one? Sleep 8 hours a night.
Oh, I'm there.
That's a tougher one. But
Okay. Here's another one. How about during each meal, stop when you're 80% full?
Ooh, that's weak.
Oh, I'm getting you guys now,
get
huh?
Get that little gauge attached to me.
How do you tell when you're 80% full?
You know what? Pretend like you have your stomach's like a balloon.
Oh,
and
that's
I don't
easy.
Want the balloon to be empty. And I don't want it to be all the way full. So you kind of want the balloon filled up to about like 7 or 8 if you're counting on a 1 to 10 scale.
So we're not talking the Hindenburg here then, right?
Right.
So,
yeah. Definitely not. So, too much. You're going to float.
If you fill it with a glass of red wine prior, is that halfway?
Chocolate.
Is that good?
Red wine
that
and
wow, you guys are really pushing it.
Red wine and chocolate's good for you. Antioxidants. I mean, come on.
All right, here we go. How about 5 to 10 minutes of stretching for the next 14 days?
Yeah, I could do that. I need to do that.
Yeah, okay. I do a lot of stuff like that.
I just get in there and
reaching into the back of the refrigerator does not count.
That's quite the stretching I was thinking of. All right, how about eating about 5 to 6 meals? So
yeah, I do that already.
I'm good at that.
Yeah, I do that already.
How about having a little piece of protein at every single meal and snack?
Pretty much, most of the time. Yeah, I try to balance that. That I could do.
All right, and then the last one is replace some of your starches with greens during your meals.
I'm working on that, but do potato chips count as greens?
Oh, yeah, no.
No.
Even if they're avocado?
Well, that's green, but
I was talking about avocado tortilla chips.
Leafy green.
If they're dyed green, is it okay?
Yeah.
But those are actually great tips because if you can do you know, you gave us the challenge. If we can do, and the stretching and the exercise, those are things that people do, but do them for actually 14 days
in a row.
Increase
yeah.
the water. Yeah. You may not be as hungry. You may not eat right. the chips. So
I think the 80% full one is the one for me. The 80, you know, stopping when you know that you are feeling, you know, the hunger pain instead of just eating because you like to eat. I mean, that's
exactly.
my big problem. I enjoy the taste of food. It's a good thing, you know.
Oh, I mean, no. I totally relate. You know, it's just like what Mom said. She always said, put your fork down. Chew between your bites. You know, and we always think, oh, that's so tedious. But it takes 20 minutes for your brain to even register that you're full. And most of us, and I've done it too, you get eating, you're like, oh, it tastes so good. And
yeah.
you eat so fast that you keep eating over the point of fullness. And then 20 minutes later, your brain registers, hey, dude,
yeah.
you were full.
You were full. You should have been talking
so
instead of listening.
So just slowing,
yeah.
slowing down would probably solve a little bit of that problem,
huge,
I would think.
Huge
yeah.
part if you
smaller
can slow
fork.
It down.
Chopsticks.
Yeah.
They don't make smaller forks.
And we, Amy, we need to take a break.
Right,
thank you
roll.
So much for those
Absolutely.
Tips. That they're awesome. And, you know, I'm going to do it. I'm on the 14 days.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Do I have to eat with a fondue fork?
That could help.
All right, thanks a lot, Amy Adamson's
thanks,
Peak Performance.
Thanks, Amy.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio.
Sometimes you just have to come to Crown. With three kids, Mary Copping of Chico and her husband decided on a new Honda Odyssey, Gunmetal Gray. And Mary says, through a friend we got a price in Roseburg, but we wanted to buy locally. But the dealer wouldn't meet the price. So we checked Crown Motors online and found our car. At Crown, we got the car we wanted for less and got great financing. The people at Crown made the difference. That's taking care of customers. It's what we do at Crown Motors.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Hardworking, integrity, leadership. These are words voters are using to describe First Assembly candidate Brian Daly.
Brian would be a good assemblyman. He's done a lot of good for Lassen County. I would trust him with my money. I think we can trust him with California's money.
As a successful farmer and businessman, Brian has earned the support of the Farm Bureau. As for public safety, Brian's no-nonsense approach to protect funding for fire and police services is the reason he's been endorsed by the California State Sheriff's Association and local firefighters.
We need help in the state of California, and Brian Daly is the one to do it.
Send a farmer, a leader with common sense values, to Sacramento. Elect Brian Daly to the California Assembly.
Brian Daly is synonymous with trust and integrity, everything that we're looking for in an assemblyman.
Paid for by California Farm Bureau Federation Fund to protect the family farm. Farm PAC, not authorized by a candidate or committee controlled by a candidate.
This is Edk Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Edk Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth. Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
Can you smell it? That sweet, rich, woody smell. That smell that makes your taste buds tingle and your stomach flutter with excitement. That smell you smell is Smoked, the best taste in barbecue. Brisket is here in a sliced pub roll for lunch or dinner. Only $7.50 with a choice of side. Or how about marinated riblets with a choice of side for only $6.50. All sides are made fresh with only the best ingredients. Smoked on Airport at Rancho. 365-2085. Smoked. Ribs, chicken, and killer sides.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
And at 8:28, this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Competitive pricing, senior discounts, veteran discounts. They have great service. Shasta Gas Propane since 1997 with 4,000 customers in Shasta and Tehama counties. Give them a call, 365-3793.
Good morning. I was waiting for the song, the 60s song that we didn't get, but thanks, Bad Bob, for that intro. This morning, or today's big, this weekend is Big Bike Weekend.
Big Bike Weekend.
Which is huge for Shasta County and Redding. It starts at
Hilltop
Holiday Inn. Yes. Where did that go? Yes, the Hilltop Holiday Inn. And this year, Redding Police Chief Robert Paletti is going to lead this year's remembrance ride. It starts at 5:30. I believe it starts at the Holiday Inn. So you might want to check that out if you're interested in going. But this year he leads the ride for the fallen public servants as a part of the American Motorcycle Association. So if you want to be a part of that ride for Big Bike Weekend, you might want to contact the folks there at the Redding Police Department. I know Tom Basinko will also be in the ride as part of that memorial. Get out there and enjoy the Big Bike Weekend. I always try to get a T-shirt and just meander amongst the Harleys and so the broken down ones that are on the road. But before we continue, before we continue and start to move on, this is a really important remembrance ride. So that's an important thing. So let's go out and support them. We do have to take a break. I know Bob.
We have about 30 seconds.
Have about 30 seconds, so I can continue with the Harleys. No, I actually kind of like the
big bike
and that sort of thing.
Kind of try to get out there and see some of that fine iron that is coming.
Well, there you go.
So
it's a green ride. Let's put it that way.
A green ride.
There we go.
What does that mean, a green ride?
Well, it's not a car, so.
Oh. You are listening to KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media, 605-4567 or KCNR1460.com.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Chris Foster. Vice President Joe Biden and Congressman Paul Ryan go back and forth, sometimes at the same time, on domestic and foreign policy at their debate in Danville, Kentucky. On saving entitlement programs.
If you don't get ahead of this problem, it's going to tackle
Medicare beneficiaries have more benefits.
We're not going to run away.
Medicare and Social Security did so much for my own family. We are not going to jeopardize this program, but we have to save it.
You are jeopardizing the program.
On the enemy in Afghanistan.
We are sending fewer people to the front to fight them, and
that's right, because that's the Afghan responsibility. We've trained them.
Not in the East.
Let's move to another war.
Not in the East.
Vice President Biden campaigns in Wisconsin today. Congressman Ryan's in Ohio with Mitt Romney. President Obama in Washington, spending part of the day getting ready for the next debate Tuesday. This is a Fox News Alert.
For the Black Bear Diner, here are founders Bob Papa Bear Manley and Bruce Sugar Bear Dean.
I'm called the Guru, and I'm going to teach you how to flow life's energy through your chakras so you can view the world through your third eye.
Flow freely through my what's? Hate to break it to you, Mr. Guru, sir, but I've only got two eyes. Hey, Papa Bear, how's the dancing coming?
Ooh, these guys sure know how to have fun.
I know we're trying to find our inner bear and all so we can make Black Bear Diner the best it can be for our customers.
Remember, guys, the journey to enlightenment flows along a path in and out of the surrounding world.
Do you have any idea what this guy's talking about, Papa Bear?
Not really. Do you?
Nope. All I can think about is enjoying a Bigfoot chicken fried steak with mashed potatoes smothered in country gravy.
Yeah, or huge Hungry Man steak and eggs breakfast. It's served all day.
Let's go give our inner bear something to chew on.
Good old-fashioned family food, Black Bear Diner. Black Bear Diner.
We can't afford this anymore.
If you live in the city of Redding and you're concerned about the finances of the city, so am I. Hi, I'm Gary Cadd, candidate for Redding City Council. Having attended almost every city council meeting in the past 6 years, I've spoken during the tough financial times, and I remember the votes that put our city in the current serious financial crisis. In years past, the finances of the city were healthy and times were good for all of us. Since 2008, circumstances have changed dramatically. Unfortunately, many of the decisions made during the good times have come back to haunt us, and now the taxpayers are been put in a position to make up the financial shortfalls, costing us millions of dollars a year. The city of Reading is not alone. If our city is to survive financially and prosper, we must think long-term, making sure our decisions sustain us through the good times and the bad. If you, too, want to protect Reading's future, I ask for your vote. Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Paid for by Gary Cadd for Reading City Council.
Hello, I'm Bill Chappelle, candidate for supervisor in District 4. In this year's District 4 race, you have a distinct choice. You can vote for 25 years of government experience with the same philosophy that got us to the point we are now. More government in our lives, more regulations, more bureaucracy, and more of the same. Or you can vote for 25 years of private sector experience. As a businessman and an active member of District 4, I have a unique understanding of the problems in our district, including water rights, personal property rights, oppressive governmental regulations, and more. Your vote for me is a vote for your rights and those of future generations. Although I have a long list of supporters and endorsements, the only endorsement that really matters is yours. When elected on November 6th, I know exactly who I am working for, the people of Shasta County. Thank you for considering me to represent you as a supervisor in District 4. Together, we make a difference.
Paid for by William Chappelle, Supervisor District 4, 2012.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Crackmaster. Jeff at Crackmaster can do a guarantee other shops don't dare offer. Small chips up to 24 inches. See Jeff, tell him you heard this on Free Fire Radio, 3280 Market Street in Reading, or call him at 241-8373. Now, back to our guest hosts.
Good morning. This is Ruth Angel with Everything Real Estate, co-host and politics, Mark. And
true.
So we had an opportunity with Doug LaMalfa to talk about politics. And one of the, you know, and I like talking with you because you have definite opinions.
I have definite opinions.
Definite.
Sort of like Def Leppard Shrimp, the guy who used to play basketball.
Right. I like that. Yeah. Def Leppard. It's a neat word anyway. So
I don't think it's a word.
So,
boy.
So one of the, you know, we were just talking about Proposition 30 and 38. I'd like to get your opinion on, I think it's Proposition 33 with the death penalty, save the money. And now Jerry Brown, by the way, tried to do this way back when did you call Moon Pie or Governor Moonbeam?
Yeah.
So he tried to do this last time, and of course we have another ballot on the proposition. And that, what are your thoughts?
Well,
on
let's
that?
Stick to that. On 33, what are they trying to do? Are they trying to keep the death penalty, or are they trying to get rid of the death penalty?
They're basically trying to get rid of the death penalty to basically say, and I listened to Carl's guest, a warden for one of the prisons, talk about the cost savings so that the folks that are on death row get certain...
There's no cost savings. That's garbage.
Well, they get certain amenities that the regular population does not get. It costs
$184,000
a year per death row inmate that they say can save California taxpayers millions.
See, I think they ought to do like they do in Texas, you know. If you get convicted of the death penalty and there's several witnesses and they have, you know, like Ron White said, you get an express line to the front, you know, you get an express to the front of the line. You know, what saves money is if you're either going to have a death penalty or you're not going to have a death penalty. Right now we have a death penalty on the books, but nobody's dying. I mean, you know, that's why I'm saying it's not going to save any money because look what's happening. They are, you know, doing passive aggressive behavior, the liberals on this. They say we have a death penalty, but nobody ever goes to the chair. And so they sit there on death row for 30, 40 years, appeal after appeal after appeal. And then, you know, like the last one, then you got a bunch of moron protesters out there. Oh, save the guy because he doesn't deserve the death penalty. He's a new guy. Well, you know, if the guy killed like 14 children, he deserves to die. If he raped kids, he deserves to die, in my opinion. Now, you know, but the point is, either have it or don't. Don't say we have it, but we're going to circumvent the process, you know, streamline the process, make it work, or not. But, you know, what they want to do now is they say we don't want the process at all. Well, okay, that's fine, but we don't have it now. So, and these guys up there don't seem to follow the rules anyway. It's all ideological driven. You know, they say that we got this or we got that, but they do the opposite. You know, I mean, at all levels of the government, in my opinion. I'm just, you know, I mean, start taking some of these guys on these egregious crimes and go in and get rid of them if you're going to do it.
And, Bob, you have an opinion on that? You're poised?
Oh, I was just, if you were going to, maybe we can do this after the break. How about this Nobel Peace Prize? I mean, a few years ago it was awarded to an individual based on what he might do. And now it has been awarded to a, not an individual, but a entity that has, in fact, not done much that is visible.
Who's the entity?
The Nobel Peace Prize was awarded to the European Union. Now,
are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Now, either they wimped out and said, we can't think of anybody who wouldn't be controversial. And, of course, detractors, the EU, of course, noted for a bureaucracy that is top-heavy and sticking its collective, its bureaucratic nose into everything from making cheese to a monetary system that is in constant danger of imploding. And they award them the Peace Prize, and there's a head-scratcher right there.
Well, it's not really a head-scratcher if you come to the conclusion that the central banks are controlling the governments, and that's what the EU is. It's a governing organization over the European Union that basically controls the currency, the euro. And that's the big thing. That's the reason that they'll do anything to keep Greece in the euro, is because if Greece goes, the euro implodes. And so why should they get a peace prize? There's because they paid everybody off. I mean, remember Obama got a peace prize for what?
Oh, exactly.
What he might do.
What he might
right.
do.
I think
and
that was the other entity.
He didn't do anything. In fact, his Arab Spring has sort of exploded. And
he's actually spent more time in Afghanistan than Bush. He's actually spent more than Bush in Afghanistan, and he's actually had more wars going than Bush.
I think he went on The View a few more times than Bush, too.
Yeah, then there's always The View, you know. But, you know, right now they've actually got a Peace Prize nomination on Ron Paul, and there's a petition that you can I think that if anybody deserves a Peace Prize, Ron Paul would be my guy, because he's actually done some things to promote peace, to stop the wars and so forth. But European Union, you know, who gets it? Well, look at Obama got it for what? Well, gee, who's backing Obama? Bankers. I mean, it always comes back to bankers in my mind. Follow the money. Follow the money. Who's got all the money? Because, you know, if you were counterfeiting money, guess what? You'd be rich and you'd be able to buy things, and you might buy politicians and television stations and banking and newspapers and so on and so forth. But they never seem to get up on center stage. You know, unless you watched J.B. Diamond the other day on his end. I suggest you go to goldsilver.com and or just Google J.B. Diamond, and he did his little speech in front. What a condescending. Yeah.
What did I say? Dilfolite or?
Yeah, what Deflep, bonehead, banking elitist. Sorry.
Well, there you go. So we have to take another break. Thank you for joining us here. And we'll be back
here before you know it. Need new flooring, new appliances, and furniture? Looking for the latest in home electronics and holiday gift ideas? You'll find all that and much more at the home show everyone looks forward to, the original Fall Home and Holiday Show, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson. Meet with local experts for all the advice and tips you need to prepare for the holidays, all in one convenient location. You'll find everything you need to make this holiday season a family event to remember, with ideas and designs from local businesses ready and willing to serve all your home improvement and decorating needs, and holiday gift ideas for everyone on your shopping list. The Shasta Garden Railroad Society will display their large-scale trains all dressed up for the holidays, and the Saturday barbecue competition, all at the original local Fall Home and Holiday Show, Saturday and Sunday, October 13th and 14th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
This is Carl Bott. I'm with Chef John Stadelli right here at Anselmo Vineyards. I'm back in the kitchen.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Thanks for stopping by.
Well, you know, I love it here. What's on the menu for today?
Today we're rolling out some special raviolis for Grandma Velia.
Beef, raviolis, salad, fish. You know, if you go to Anselmo's, it's going to be a superb meal.
Always made fresh with a ton of passion.
Well, that's why we like dining there.
Anselmo Vineyards, just a short drive from Palisadro. Anselmo Vineyards, it will become your favorite destination getaway.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Taking a quick look at our weather here in the North State. It is currently 57 degrees. Look for a high today of 72, and tomorrow, partly cloudy and a high of 81. This report brought to you by our friends at Anselmo Vineyards.
So I just want to correct Proposition 33 was not the death penalty.
That's the car insurance.
That is the car insurance, which hopefully that does pass, that does allow people to have some break on their car insurance. But Proposition 34 is the end of life. I also want to give people an idea if they want to be a part of the remembrance ride, that they can call Connie at 530-941-9278 for more information, because I didn't do a really good job and I'm not really sure where this starts out, but I do believe it is the Holiday Inn at and the ride will leave at 5:30. So continuing on, let's talk about the proposition for the food.
Okay, I got to jump in on 33 real quick. I'm not sure I'm voting for that, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because you could drop your insurance and have a completely clean driving record and then get charged a bunch more if you sign up for another insurance program later. So you got to read these things and really decipher on this stuff. So I'm not necessarily saying I'm for or against, but I'll have to actually go in and look.
I thought it was a cost-saving measure.
They always sound good. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. All these things are deceptive. They sound good, but then there's the unintended consequences after you get it that you don't realize that was part of the deal. So I'm not sure on that
one.
And
I know Carl and Linda actually explore these in much greater detail with their guests. So
34 death penalty?
37.
37.
No, I want to talk about the genome.
Oh,
the
GMO.
Label. The GMO.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn on that at this point right now, because I think we need labels and I don't like GMO, and I think Monsanto's, you're listening to the commercials and it's, this commercial has been brought to you by Monsanto. Well, I don't like Monsanto. I think Monsanto is one of the worst companies that exist in a lot of ways for what they're doing with the GMO, the genetically modified stuff. But at the same time, I'm hearing that this is badly written, and it will put a lot more stress on the farmers and the locals, and you have one can of corn on the shelf at your local business here, a mom-pop grocery store, and all of a sudden they can be sued. So I'm a little torn on that one, too. I think we need something to indicate, but I'm not sure this is the right indication.
Well, I'm just going to talk about the fact that Monsanto, when I was a kid, they had a great Disneyland ride. So,
okay. So,
don't you remember being on the ride?
The inner world.
Yes, did you go to
Disneyland? You went through the microscope thing, yeah.
Did you ever go to Disneyland?
No, I didn't go that, because now the inner world, they send you through the microwave. And so.
Well, I just wanted to throw that out there because I really thought
that
they were right. That was at Disneyland.
It was in Tomorrowland.
Yeah, it was in Tomorrowland.
I went all over Disneyland, but I don't remember the Monsanto ride.
Yeah, but see, we were kids. And for me, Monsanto was a big name, and that they were trying to grow food for the poor and develop water.
Did you get genetically modified when you went through the.
I'm pretty sure I did.
It's entirely possible.
It's entirely possible.
Explain that extra.
So Monsanto actually had a good name for all those in my age group, and you're about there.
Might have been. Disney used to have a pretty good name, too, but they've kind of gone downhill on a lot of stuff, too, in my opinion.
No, don't be hitting on Mickey Mouse there.
Well, I love Mickey Mouse. I mean, I'm talking about these corporate giants that, get bought up. The thing is, it's a great deal to try to feed the world, but if you do it at the expense of the population getting cancer or something, that's a problem, you know.
True.
And
I guess I know that, you know, we kind of touched on this, but, you know, I really don't have a good understanding of the issue, and it's my fault because I should have and I should know about this. But, you know, you touch on it throughout the community with things like the flour mill.
Right.
And the flour mill and that Mr. Moore is actually growing the corn that are the GMO foods or GMO
right.
foods free.
Well, so, I'll tell you, so I've gotten more and more on this issue, and I'll tell you why. This is what started for me. When we had the guys on from Duven, I always have to say
Duvenborgen.
This. Duvenvarden. You know, I always sound like I'm in Dutch, but, you know, Duvenvarden. And so these guys down there, they got the raw milk. Well, I thought I was allergic to milk for 20 years, 30 years, whatever it is. That used to give me headaches. I couldn't drink it. I loved the taste of it. You know, I'd stand there and stare at a glass of milk at night and, no, I'm not going to do it. It'd be like an addict. You know, oh, I got to drink this milk. And then I'd be messed up for days. So I thought it was the milk itself. Well, come to find out, I've been drinking raw milk now for 6-8 months, and I haven't got any problems at all. As far, well, I got problems, but it ain't milk related. And I thought I was allergic. So
thanks for that correction.
Thanks, Bob. Always helpful there. you need a whacka, whacka, whacka there. But you know, the thing is that then I started examining things because that got my attention. Because all of a sudden, hey, you know, you think you're, well, it's all the crap they were putting into the milk and the fortifying and all that stuff that's not really, you know, it's like plastic. So your body can't digest it.
And when, you know, we talk about DNA altering, for what purpose? For one, well, I mean, you put a corn seed in the ground, it grows.
Well,
so why do they need to?
Well, here's what they do. This is what they, and I've been doing a lot of research on this wheat thing because now I'm going gluten free and I'm finding out I have a lot of energy. I feel a lot better. I'm starting to lose more weight. Why? Because what they've done is they took the original wheat seeds and they started crossing them. Well, when you genetically modify wheat from the old standards, it starts to morph into other things. Well, they've morphed it so that it's drought tolerant. You know, all kinds of things, and they've morphed it to the point where there doesn't even have any of the original characteristics of the wheat.
Right.
So what they've done to a point is made it so that it is not digestible just like the milk. Otherwise, why would everybody be having these allergic reactions to gluten and so forth? So I'm at the point now where I haven't done enough research to be solid on all of it, but I've done enough research and personally experienced enough of this to start going, I'm skeptical now.
Yeah, and we're going to have the attack ads come out and people are going to be, you know, poor people who, you know, it is very expensive to buy organic food.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, who's going to benefit from the altered and unaltered foods? So there's a huge pile to kind of dig in there.
Right.
And I'm not really for any restructuring of DNA, period.
Well, I think it's, we're going to end up with local, and that's what we need to come back into anyway. We've gotten so far into this, you know, worldwide food thing that what's happening is that, you know, financially and economically, we're going to have to go back to the local anyway, which means, you know, homegrown, locally, organic, and that type of food, because that's what's really good for you in the first place. And so I'm not sure what we got going. We're circling the...
Well, we have a caller on the other side of the break. Holly, hang on. We'll be right with you.
Okay. And you're listening to KCNR, the home of Free Fire Radio.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Big Bike Weekend is here and bigger than ever. October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Three free days of cruisers, sport bikes, vintage rides, and more. See vendors from across the U.S., competitions, the Oakland Police Drill Team, Horsepower Shootout, and more. There will be burnout contests, swimwear competition, and Metal Militia rider Nick Dunn. Plus, crack the code on our prize vault and win $10,000 in cash. Big Bike Weekend, October 12th, 13th, and 14th. Three free days of excitement brought to you by Holiday Inn and the Real Estate Group.
North State farmers and taxpayers have a real champion in Jim Nielsen. Here's California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger.
When it comes to protecting North State water rights and fighting against overregulation that hurts our farmers, no one does more than Jim Nielsen. Nielsen has led the fight to safeguard our private property rights, our water, and our farmland. Farmers know they can count on Jim Nielsen. That's why the California Farm Bureau strongly endorses Jim for State Senate.
Now here's Jack Lee, Vice President of the Butte Taxpayers Alliance.
Jim Nielsen is a forceful voice for the taxpayers, for property rights and conservative values. We can all count on Jim to root out waste in government and stand up to Jerry Brown's tax hikes. Jim's a fighter and a real champion for taxpayers. That's why we join with the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association in strongly recommending Jim Nielsen for State Senate.
Paid for by Taxpayers for Jim Nielsen, Senate 2012.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by our friends at Redding Harley Davidson. Of course, this is Big Bike Weekend, so you're going to see lots of that great Milwaukee iron around town. But Redding Harley Davidson, been here since 1977. David and Robin Wright brought that business into being, and they have remained involved to this very, very day. Look them up at 1268 Twinview Boulevard in Redding, there at Interstate 5. Redding Harley Davidson, proud supporters of Free Fire Radio, and of course, proud supporters of Big Bike Weekend. And now back to our guest host for one final segment.
How do you?
Well, we were on break and we were just totally into the whole DNA altered, gluten free.
You guys, I mean, I keep telling people the good stuff happens during the break.
Yeah, it is, and so Holly is online too. Let's talk to Holly and hopefully she can educate us a little bit.
Hello, Holly.
Are you there?
Are you there?
I am.
Hi.
Good morning.
Well,
I can't
good morning.
Educate you very much because I don't know very much.
Oh, okay. Well, what's your question?
Give us what you got.
Well, remember when there was a group wanting labels put on our canned goods about how much salt and fat and sugar and nutrients we were actually getting? And the opponent said, oh, it was going to put manufacturers out of business and blah, blah, blah. Well, they did it, and they're still in business.
I'm really inclined to agree with you, Holly. Right now I'm undecided because I need to read it a little more. And to be honest with you, I got that from a Republican staffer saying that this was what they had their problem with. And right now I don't trust any staffers or Republicans or Democrats or any of them because it seems like I can't get – it's always some kind of slanted viewpoint.
Straight answer.
Yeah, I can't get a straight answer. So I'm inclined to agree with you, Holly. But at the same time, I'm really afraid that the unintended consequences in this economy could be a big problem for any of the local farmers or stores, and that's my fear and concern. But I am leaning your direction because I believe that when I see a commercial that says, you know, supported by Monsanto, then I'm thinking, well, if Monsanto's for it, you know, I'm probably against it.
Well, we're going to have to use our phone apps eventually to start scanning some of these jars because there's going to be way too much information on these little packages. And, you know, as far as having the labels that are on packaging now, I appreciate those.
Yeah, I think we're headed in the right direction. Even if this doesn't go through, we're headed in the right direction. Because people are starting to wake up, they're starting to get informed, and they're starting to realize that we got things that we need to deal with, and this is one of them.
Well, you know what? I don't mind reading a label if it tells me if something's going to alter my DNA. Now, another little point is that I understand you can get information on this at Grillabytes.
Oh, good.
So that's all I have.
Very good.
Thank
Love
you very much for joining us, and
okay,
this is going to end our 2-hour. visit, Mark, our coffee clutch.
You guys have been absolutely awesome, by the way.
Well, thank you.
Well, I won't.
We wanted to wait on that. I was trying to adjust something.
I was going
to
back down before he altered
my
DNA.
Yeah, I'm done.
But are you guys going to go out and partake of Big Bike Weekend, go out and see some of that great, some of those great motorcycles out there up on Hilltop Drive?
I'm a tax guy, and the 15th's Monday.
Oh, that is not good. I wanted to talk to you about some of the taxes, so we didn't even get to talk about taxes.
Yeah, I had a bunch of stuff lined up, but we got kind of sidetracked, and hey, roll with it.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining me today, Mark. I do appreciate the
invite.
And definitely thank Bob and Doug LaMalfa for joining us. That was very interesting. I was totally... I loved having those comments. So.
Enthralled is the word.
Of course, we always appreciate all our listeners, whether you call in, whether you join the KCNR chat room at KCNR1460.com, or if you just sit back and listen. Make sure you tell a friend about Free Fire Radio as well. And, guys, anything else as we get ready to wrap up here?
Did a heck of a job, too, Bob.
You did.
Well, thank you.
Tell a friend the old Alpha Beta theme song. I remember that.
All righty. Thank you very much. And
have a great day.
Be back on Monday with Free Fire Radio. Lots more coming up. We've got Shasta Startup followed by The Bold Truth on KCNR Shasta Reading.
This world from dragging me down, gonna stand my ground.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Husso. It's the day after the only debate between Vice President Joe Biden and Republican Paul Ryan, the two sparring over taxes, foreign policy, and entitlements.
With regard to Social Security, we will not privatize it.
They got caught with their hands in the cookie jar, turning Medicare into a piggy bank for Obamacare.
Summing up reaction live, Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper.
Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback, a Democrat, thinks the night went to the vice president.
I think when you really look at this, Joe Biden clearly won the debate, and I think what's important is the American people know they can trust Joe Biden.
House Majority Leader Eric Cantor thinks fellow Republican Paul Ryan was the winner.
Paul was very definite in terms of setting out what Mitt Romney's plan is to bring this economy back and get people back to work.
But this California voter doesn't think anyone won last night.
I feel both of them said a lot of things that they were lying about.
The next presidential debate is Tuesday in Hempstead, New York at Hofstra University. Pam?
Thanks.